The very first line in the first reading today is a very important one. The very first line simply said, "Seek the Lord, all you who are humble on the earth." You know, a lot of times religion gets relegated to just being a nice person, just being moral, just treating people right. And certainly that's a very important thing to do. But seeking the Lord, trying to come to know Him more every day of our life, that's crucial. It starts when we're the littlest kids. You know, when little kids are here and they see Jesus on the altar wall, and then when we put the cloth over it during Lent, they immediately ask, you know, where did Jesus go? And when is he coming back? One of the little kids asked his mom one day about me, and he knew that Jesus was young, so he asked his mom, "Is he Father Bill? Is he Jesus's dad?" Maybe his grandpa, but not his dad. That was before Father Thomas came, so maybe he thinks Father Thomas is Jesus and I'm his dad, but I'm 20 years older than his dad. When we celebrate Catholic Schools Week this week, it really is crucial that we put the two together, that we put this seeking the Lord together with what we do as a parish. When we have this Catholic school as a ministry with St. Clair and with Corpus Christi, a lot of people would say, well, you know, I send my kids there for a quality education, and it certainly is that. Or I send them so they have good morals and good discipline, and we hope we do that. But I hope that during those years, they come to know God, because it's a lifelong journey. It begins when they're the littlest kids, and we talk about that at home. I mentioned to you one other time that one of my little nephews, who's now grown with a daughter of his own, his mom was folding the laundry on the bed, and he's walking around singing, and he's singing, "Jesus loves me, I love Jesus. Jesus loves me, I love Jesus." And he kept singing this for 3, 4, or 5 minutes. And something went off in his head, and he said, he just stopped and he went over to his mom. And he said, "Who in the world is this Jesus anyway?" Those kind of questions are so important. And whether it's at our preschool, whether it's at Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, whether it's in Parish School of Religion, whether it's in our Catholic schools, whether it's why we're trying to renew our youth ministry program, why Father Thomas has got a group of young adults who are getting together to talk about faith, or whether it's why we've got a spirituality center. The whole journey of life is to come to know God better. Who is He? Because the more we know Him, the more we will be like Him. We're always like our God. I'd like to just talk about three ways that we might do that. One is praying the scriptures itself. Last week, when I talked about praying the scriptures, I said, don't just listen to the words of Jesus, but almost in a meditation, put yourself in that scene. Put yourself there in the story as one of the people there. And then just watch Jesus. Watch what he does. Watch how he treats people. Watch his kindness, his compassion, his healing, his forgiveness. But sometimes in the scriptures, it's not that. Sometimes in the scriptures, like today, when we're taught what God would like us to be, that he would like us to be poor in spirit, that he would like us to be meek, that he would like us to be hungry for righteousness, peacemakers, merciful. Use one phrase, anything God asks us to be, he already is. So even when we find some of the sections of scripture that are just a moral teaching, a moral lesson of the way we ought to live, the reason God asks us to live that way is that's who he is, and he wants his children to be like him. Let me give you a second way to pray. Pray your own experiences. For those of you who are parents, think about from the day your children were born all the way through how much you love your children. As you think about you as a parent and how much you love your children, that's how God loves us. That's how he worries about us. And even when he gives us freedom that he hopes will make good choices, just like you as your kids grow up and you give them more freedom and you watch them and you hope that they make good choices. Your experience as a parent tells you so much about God. And then for those of you who are blessed to be grandparents, think of how much you enjoy your grandkids. Every grandparent tells me, you know, I should have had my grandkids first. They're so wonderful. Yes, grandkids are such a gift. Look how much you enjoy them. Use that experience. Pray that experience and say, that's how much God enjoys me. Many people never think about that God enjoys them. Let me give you a third way to pray. After you pray scriptures or pray your own experience, pray other people. Think of people that you know who have wonderful qualities. People who are very humble. People who are very kind. People who are very generous. People who are very gentle and forgiving. Think about those people and name them, picture them, and pray them, and saying, that person is an image of God. That person makes God real for me. So as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week this week, let it be a reminder to all of us that it's a lifelong journey from the littlest kids to the oldest among us, that every year we want to know our God better than the year before. The better we know him, the more we will live like him.